Georgia's GOP congressional reps demand answers about alleged voter irregularities. By Joshua Kaplan on November 10, 2020. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives congressional delegation for Georgia sent a letter Tuesday to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger requesting information regarding allegations of voter irregularities in the Peach State's 2020 presidential election. Reps. Earl L. Buddy Carter, Drew Ferguson, Austin Scott, Jody Easey, Barry Loudermilk, Rick Allen, and Representatives-elect Andrew Clyde and Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote to Raffensperger. As members and members-elect of the Georgia congressional delegation, we are deeply concerned by continued, serious allegations of voting irregularities in our state. The Georgia Republican Party and the Donald J. Trump for President campaign have received reports of deceased or ineligible voters casting ballots, eligible voters being denied the opportunity to vote, and Republican poll watchers and observers being denied access to activities and meetings critical to ensuring a fair, accurate, and transparent vote tabulation. The letter continued. As such, we write to request your thorough review of the allegations brought forth by the Georgia Republican Party and the Donald J. Trump for President campaign. Specifically, we ask you fully examine and grant the requests laid out in their letter addressed to you earlier today before certification of the November 3, 2020 general election. The letter concluded, "A fair election ensures all legal ballots are counted. We are united in asking you to ensure that such is the case and look forward to your prompt response." The development comes one day after Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, RGA, called on Raffensperger to resign over his management of the state's election. "The management of Georgia elections has become an embarrassment for our state. Georgians are outraged, and rightly so," the statement via Perdue and Loeffler reads. "We have been clear from the beginning, every legal vote cast should be counted. Any illegal vote must not. And there must be transparency and uniformity in the counting process. This isn't hard. This isn't partisan. This is American. We believe when there are failures, they need to be called out, even when it's in your own party. There have been too many failures in Georgia elections this year, and the most recent election has shined a national light on the problems. While blame certainly lies elsewhere as well, the buck ultimately stops with the Secretary of State," the statement continues. "The mismanagement and lack of transparency from the Secretary of State is unacceptable. Honest elections are paramount to the foundation of our democracy." The statement concludes, "The Secretary of State has failed to deliver honest and transparent elections. He has failed the people of Georgia, and he should step down immediately." As of Tuesday, President Donald Trump trails former Vice President Joe Biden by 12,567 votes in Georgia. On Sunday, the Trump campaign tapped Representative Doug Collins, RGA, to head up its recount efforts in the state. "In order for Americans to have full faith and confidence in our elections, every legal vote must be counted and every illegal or fraudulent vote must be excluded," Collins said. "We look forward to guaranteeing that our elections are safe and secure, just as we look forward to President Trump winning Georgia," the lawmaker added.